Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coached by Charlie Buscaglia, and of course, Charlie, kind enough to join us tonight, Coach. Congratulations, another wonderful season and another trip to the NCAA tournament for you and your team.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. We've been working real hard this year to get a little bit better every day, and we were able to, you know, come together at the end there and play some good basketball and earn our way back to the tournament.
Yep. Yesterday's game, it was actually a pretty exciting game. And I thought the thing that was the most telling thing about your team is when, you know, it got there and St. Francis made their run there to get to within like 1 or 2 points, your guys didn't blink and really just kind of finished the game in grand fashion. I think that's probably the way you guys have done it all year, right?
You know, it wasn't in the beginning of the season. We were very young, and we struggled in some close games. You know, in a non-conference, you know, you go back to the first game of the year, we were, at Youngstown. And, Youngstown wound up having a very good season this year, and they're a tough team. But, that was the first game of the year for both of us. And we were up two with, I think, less than 10 seconds to go. They had the ball. And we did a good job defensively. I think we dug on a post player making a post move. We got in there, choked the post real well, knocked the ball down. It's rolling on the ground, loose ball. We don't come up with it. They kick it out to like the short corner, kind of behind the backboard. Kid hits a shot at the buzzer, send it into overtime. We wound up losing. That was our first game of the year, and we could have really hung our head right there. You know, what a way to start. You know, you have a game one on the road, tough place to play. And we lose down the stretch like that. And a few games later, we're at Bowling Green, and we're up the whole game, up five late, missed some free throws to close the game out. They hit a couple shots. We're up one late. Great block shot by Nekazebo. Ball winds up under the basket. Kid gets it, flips a reverse layup up at the buzzer, goes in. I mean, we had these type of losses in the beginning of the season that really could have, know, just broke us down, made us really weak. But really what it did was make us a ton stronger, you know, coming back to work after moments like that, keeping our head high. That's really what the story was about at the end of the season, about how we were able to overcome any adversity like that, just keep pulling together in those moments, like you said.
You know, you've been down this road, I think it was like 4 or 5 times when you were on your dad's staff, and now this is your, what, second or third time? How many times now is this for you? As either, you know, your dad's assistant or as the head coach? Is it 6 or 7?
To the tournament? Oh, man. We went 3 or 4 or 6. I think this is, man, Paul. I got to get my SID over here. You should have told me I need my SID.
Well, I'll tell you, it's 6. It is six, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, people always ask me, you know, is it different as a head coach or an assistant coach, you know, when it goes to going to the tournament? And it really, to me, isn't much of a difference. As an assistant coach, you know, you're serving. You're doing everything you can to help the head coach, help the other assistants, do everything you can to get, you know, to the tournament. And then, you know, as a head coach now, you're just doing the same, just in a little bit of different position. You know, everyone's still serving each other. It's just a great feeling at a mid-major to be able to accomplish the goal of being in a 64 team tournament and represent the university in this way at a national setting. So, yeah, it's an exciting time. When March rolls around, you know, you've been through a lot of wars at that point. You know, hopefully your team is in one piece and you can go out there and play your best basketball. So, yeah, you know, we've been to a bunch, and it never gets old, Paul.
Yeah, as I was going to say, it's got to be every single time. It's just as exciting as the last time. And maybe, you know, you have a team like this that started the season kind of like you know, struggling a little bit in December or whatever, it's got to be even more satisfying just to see the road that they traveled and how hard they worked to get here.
Yeah, you know, each team, you know, each season has a little bit different of an identity to it. You know, as much as we like a consistent and steady culture here at this program, we really like to do things a certain way. You know, you just have different makeups and you know, different strengths and weaknesses in certain teams that you have to, you know, build and to correct and, you know, to go after. But, you know, each team that's gone to the tournament over the years, you know, really worked hard to get there. You always got to work extremely hard. It never comes easy. That's the whole joy of it. You know, I mean, just this last week going into the conference tournament after we but before we played our first conference tournament game, I got really sick. I had the flu. I had strep throat. I was bedridden. You know, I was able to make it to each game, but I actually made a miss the practice before we played in the semifinals. And, you know, the assistant coaching staff did such a great job of, you know, handling things while I was bedridden. And, you know, it's just part of the struggle, again, that makes it so joyful when you're able to overcome it and embrace it. Every season kind of has those moments of adversity, and that's what you remember so much about it.
Yep. You look at this team, and you look at kind of, the, like you said, the road they traveled and how hard they've worked to get here. It was kind of interesting just watching you guys play yesterday. I think people forget that you've got a freshman point guard from and she's a local kid. Boy, has she grown up in, what, 28 games or however many games you've played?
Yeah. It's you know, when we recruited Bella Bosnett out of high school, she committed to us as a sophomore. And that was very special for us. You know, recruiting someone that, you know, we were really high on and we felt that she'd be such a great fit to the program, for her to commit as a sophomore, that showed a ton of, you know, confidence in the program and myself as a head coach as I was set to take over at that time. It just was an amazing, you know, those moments when it comes to recruiting, an amazing moment. And it was a long time coming. Now, you had to wait over 2 years for her to start suiting up and playing. And, you know, as a freshman, she's going to have her tough moments. It's never easy for anyone as a freshman to go to this Division I level and go out and take on Iowa and schools like that that we were playing James Madison's, you know, on the road most of the non-conference. And she had her moments where we saw, well, that was really nice. And, you know, that's what we were looking at when we were recruiting her. And we just got to now correct some other things. And, you know, you have all those ideas, but it really is student athletes that's going to make the difference in their experience, because they got to want to get better. They got to have a heart to be able to take the correcting and, you know, not want to hear what they do right, but want to hear what they do wrong. And, you know, just consistently watch video and be out on the court getting extra shots up or extra drills. You know, she doesn't miss a beat when it comes to any of that stuff. And it was really great to see her show out so well in the championship game, because, you know, she's had her days where she didn't shoot the ball so well. And maybe before she got here, she might have really valued that and thought she didn't play well because she didn't score or shoot the ball well. But, you know, down the stretch here, I saw no misery at all when we were winning. She was, you know, doing other things for us besides shooting the ball, just to see her kind of really have that complete game on Sunday afternoon. She really came out and set the tone for us, and then she really closed it. You know, she really closed the curtain on him at the end there with a beautiful pass to the corner that set up a three that really kind of iced the game. It was just great to see someone as a freshman develop so much in 1 year so far. And it's been a great joy, Paul. It really has.
Charlie, you guys play Friday at first of all, you know, the bracket being revealed early. I know some people were really sort of rankled by the whole thing, but I guess, and I know how you think, you're probably happy because it gives you a couple hours more to get prepared for Louisville, right?
You know, it was something I actually said. I said, you know, everyone was really, you know, looking at the negative of it, because obviously you want your kids to have the joy of the anticipation and the surprise. And, you know, we knew that when it was leaked us, we know, I mean, you know, student athletes nowadays are on their social media way more than we are. So, you know, once it got on the Twitter and all that, we knew that they obviously got a look at it too. But I wasn't really focusing on the misery of the whole fact that ruined, you know, the kind of a surprise selection show. I was looking at it more as, you know, it is what it is. We didn't have any control of it. It happened. Now we know who we're playing. Let's start getting the information together, start getting the videos all, you know, downloaded up and get it ready to go on my computer. And let's get ready to, you know, go to work tonight and just, you know who already we have. So you're right. You know, I was ready to just look at the positive of it and say, you know, let's start working earlier. Usually we've got to be waiting about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Is really start, you know, watching video and stuff. We get on it earlier and start watching 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. And I'm sure that, you know, that's I know there's a number of coaches who think that way. Others, you know, were upset because I guess the television show was ruined or whatever. I mean, to me, you know, it happened a couple of years ago to the men. Sometimes these things happen. It just, you know, there's not much you can do about it. You roll with the punches, right?
That's right. Well, that's what I mean. That's my philosophy in life in general. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, Paul, you didn't do it. I didn't do it. We had no control over it. It happened. I mean, okay. Now we got to go forward. We got to. What's the positive that we can look out of this? You know, the positive is, what are we going to go in denial? We don't know who we're playing. No, let's go to work. Let's get it done now. We got extra time. Let's utilize the extra time. It wasn't. You know, it ruined everything. You know what we earned. Was a, you know, punch ticket to the NCAA tournament by our effort, our work ethic every day, coming to practice and grinding and wanting to get better, being tough, watching video. I mean, that's, you know, how we got there, and that's what we earned. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't all about just a selection show. So, yeah, you know, it happened, and it would have been great to, you know, have some surprise, but I'm looking at the positive like you are, Paul.
Last one for you, Charlie, before we let you go. You've obviously know a lot about Louisville. Jeff Walls has done an amazing job of turning that program into one of the elite. You're going to get a chance, I'm assuming, to play at the Yum Center, right? Is that where
That's
the
right.
So you're going to play in a big time building and with I'm assuming a lot of fans and all that other stuff. Great experience, but what are your thoughts on playing Louisville?
Well, you know, they're obviously a monster of a program, like you said. He's built that program up to a, you know, national title contender. I mean, they've been to the national title game. They last year at the Final Four, they could have definitely won the whole thing. Lost on a, you know, buzzer beater type of moment. Yeah, they're tough. They got, you know, arguably the best player in the country on their team. And, you know, can't say enough. They're athletic. They're strong. They're big. You know, they're a team that, you know, is going to go out and play a game, and so are we. You know, you got to go out there and the way I feel is do what we do. You know, we never have changed who we are or lost confidence in what we do or faith or, you know, who we want to be. That's just, you know, just not how we're built. We don't treat one game this year differently than any game on the schedule, not from the first game of the year to the conference championship. We just focus on the game. You know, I mean, all the other stuff and, you know, when we get there to the Yum Center and we're looking at 20,000 seats, yeah, we'll look around when we get in there. I'll let them know to take it in, look around, know that there's going to be a lot of people in that game, maybe even 20,000 people for all we know. Take it in now and, you know, when you get out on the court on game day, take it in again. But what we're focusing in on is the game. You know, what's going to, you know, win the game is what's going to be in between the lines. You know, don't get caught up in all the hoopla and all the noise and all the, you know, the social media and all that. Let's keep our circle real tight and just, you know, focus on the opponent like we always do and put a great week of practice in and you just give it our best shot when we go out there. And that's our mentality no matter who we play, Paul. You know, no matter who we're playing, you know, we just go out there to win the game and give it our best shot. And we just look at it as a challenge within ourselves. You know, the opponent is irrelevant. We have our own challenges in ourselves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.